we'll take it from there. Thanks, guy.
Have you ever taken the time to notice how much time Jesus spent in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John rebuking the religious hypocrites of the day? And not only that, but also how harsh and rigid and stern he was with his disciples, his apostles? Well, some might say, well, that's pretty severe, isn't it? Well, in response, I say that's exactly what the wicked servant said in Luke 19:21 to his Lord when he failed to obey him. What is harsh is what the children of the apostates, the wicked within the church, have been accomplices and what it is that they are guilty of in overlooking the keeping of the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments of the Lord. Wicked, defined in Webster's 1828, is evil in principle or practice, deviating from the divine law, addicted to vice, sinful, or immoral. Furthermore, it's only harsh to those who love their sins and to those who are ignorant of the heart and character of the Lord, which is found in Jeremiah 9:24. Love does not withhold the truth, it tells it, Romans 13:10. When it comes to genuine, spirit-filled Christians, they naturally love the way that they are led to love. That is why they are willing to lose their lives for the Lord's sake, to say and to do what others are not. Yet only the Lord's children truly understand this. And having inner readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now look to Christ, he who was crucified for the sins of the world. For you and me, there it is on Calvary's cross where you will find genuine love on display for a world that hated him for testifying against the evil deeds of the world. To withhold the truth is harsh, and it is also hateful to a world that is dying to know what real love in Christ truly is. Remember again, hate withholds, scorns, mocks, assails, persecutes, and even attempts to murder the truth that makes men free. Love does not. It does just the opposite. Thou shalt not hate thy neighbor in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer or allow sin upon him. The biblical characteristics of the Lord. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. But let him that glorieth in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. The Lord is known by the judgments which he executeth. As a matter of fact, in Psalm 97, 2-6, Scripture tells us, clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people shall see his glory. Again, you that love the Lord are to hate evil and love that which is good. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. First, we are to love the Lord. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Secondly, we are to love our brothers and sisters, and the second is like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. In turn, the message given by those who were converted and born again of the Spirit of God, such as the Apostle Paul, who was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write 2/3 of the New Testament, wrote, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Or consider 2 Corinthians 5:11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Now was this hate, or was this the heart of God through Paul, warning men to repent from the wrath to come? Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of their lack of biblical education, today's professors have exchanged love for hate and hate for love. They have done this with a whole heart by opening themselves up and yielding themselves over to the spirit of the world rather than to the spirit of God. What has been the reason? Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil. It reveals the seat of malady and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 in Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
that
we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Well, the guy that's going off the railings, and I've been trying to tell you this. Hey, by the way, I've been trying to tell you this for, 8 years now. The most unqualified scoundrel of all time is in the People's White House right now. And interestingly enough, I honestly, friends, it's crazy to me. I just don't understand it. Maybe I don't know, maybe I'm blessed with something where I see stuff before it comes to pass and hear stuff that comes to pass, and not trying to get weird on anybody, but it is a gift of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 1, then it gives a whole list of all the giftings. But man, I got national guys now telling me, Bradley, you were right. I've had two people now call me and tell me you were right about Trump. It's like, I know. I mean, guys, I keep reverting back to the simplest test known to mankind. Jesus said, judge them by their fruit. And again, I can't go over to an apple tree and say it's an orange tree. I can't go to an orange tree and say it's an apple tree. It's going to bear fruit after its own kind. And we can see the wicked fruit that has fallen from this administration. And we can see his administration is the fruit of that which does not fall too far from the wicked tree. I'm having people from across the country now telling me, folks, 8 years from first warning them, Ezekiel 33:3, telling me, Bradley, you were right. I know I was right then. I didn't need to wait for 6 to 8 years to figure out what was going on here. Here, let me give you a prime case in point. Donald Trump, the vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind, in contrast to the Word of God. All three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, are very good, said Donald Trump. The vaccines work. Yeah, they do. Well, what was the objective? To kill as many people as they possibly can. Or should I use the word murder? Because that's what it was. Well, why are you saying that? That's pretty extreme. No, it is not. It's exactly what Bill Gates said it would do. They wanted to lower the world's population, and it's exactly what they've done. So it didn't fail. It worked. Donald Trump goes on, the vaccines work. If you take the vaccine, you are protected. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine. Just the opposite is true. Now, the reason I say that is because, again, friends, we have Carrie Everett, the former Miss North Carolina 2024. She just recently passed away after a short battle with cancer. Where do you think she got that from? Is that just coming out of the woodwork, friends, or are we going to act like we're baffled like all those that are profiting from the murder of innocent people? Yeah, I wanted to highlight something here for you as well. We have Eric Clapton now coming out on his vaccine injury. And I want you to listen carefully to what Eric says, because we should all take heed to the warning signs concerning what it is that they mean to do. And the reason I'm bringing this up, in the state of Minnesota, in spite of $30 billion of the fraud, do the good guys in the halls of government today have walls in Ellison, in Ilhan Omar, in Flanagan, in Frey, in the rest of this criminal administration in the people's capital in the state of Minnesota? Do they have them awaiting trial in jail right now? Absolutely not. Do you know what they're doing? The good guys are up on the ropes again, defending themselves. They lost the position of being on the offensive, now back to the defensive. Guess what they're trying to do in Minnesota, friends? Three bills leveled at the people's God-given rights. This is why I say to you, if you want to remain a free people, you better fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Now maybe this will make sense. They're trying to remove the conscientious objection. Why? Because they want to lower the world's population, just like Bill Gates said. I know some people are out there saying that's just ludicrous. That's just way out there. No, it's not. Just ask them. Listen to Eric Clapton learning the lesson the hard way.
And the Barrington guys were talking about the vaccine as being the deal breaker. You know, and I thought, okay. And I went and had the jab. Within several hours, I was shaking like a leaf. And I went to bed early and I couldn't get warm. And I did. And I thought, am I running a fever? I was boiling hot and sweating, and then I was cold. I was out for the count for about a week. I then started to find out more. And it was about that time that I ran into somebody, and he told me about a channel where I could find lots of information and a lot of support. And so I logged on to that. There's a chap called Robin Minotti who runs a channel, and it's for anybody that's concerned or is looking for, in my case, looking for support. For me, I'd felt so alone up until that point. I really couldn't talk to my family and my kids. My teenagers seemed like they'd been brainwashed. And I could feel that everywhere. I could feel alienation because I held a different view. So I was trying to keep my mouth shut, but I was following the channel avidly, and bit by bit I realized that I probably shouldn't have had the first jab, but then I was offered the second, and I thought, well, what's the point in, you know, stopping now? So I went and had the second, and that, and then it got really bad. When you know that nothing will work, there's no medication you can take that will help, is very, very frightening. And the worst thing is you don't know when it's going to wear off or when it's going to go away. So that was what frightened me the most, medically, health-wise. I mean, to touch the guitar, to play the guitar, is not fun, and it's something I do, you know. Then when I put it down, it's there until I go to bed, and I take sleeping pills because I can't sleep because of the pain, and that's not... It's not a good way to live, but and it's not all due to the vaccine, but the vaccine took my immune system and just shook it around again, and that's still going on. So,
oh, yeah, he can deny it all that he wants to, friends, concerning it's not all the vaccine, but, friends, that's exactly what it is all the mRNA. What is inside of those mRNAs, exactly what it is that they wanted in those mRNAs, to do exactly what it's done. And now we have, what, 20, 30 million less people on this earth with us because people didn't want to understand when the Lord said the life is in the flesh, in the blood, 17:11 of Leviticus, not to mix seed, 19:19 of Leviticus, that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. The people didn't want to listen to that. And then they sit there and they try to justify what they've done. I mean, seeing the side effects concerning Eric Clapton here after the first shot, and then he takes the second one, and then he says, this is what it did to my immune system. I mean, folks, that's a curse. That's a part of judgment unto themselves because they don't take heed to the warnings that the Lord gives. So anyways, with that said, we're going to come right back. 281-845-4704.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Branster with the American Policy Center. And we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim." We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Please do stick to the topic. We're going to jump around a little bit. We're talking today about how the young people have no choice but to call it out for what it is. And you're going to hear them do that just in a couple minutes here. I have some people online right now who's just talking about what they're trying to justify, I think in part at least, concerning about how in the 1800s, early 1900s, a lot of the doctors helped. And I'm sure they probably did. But I do want you to remember something, that Donald Trump is saying that the three vaccines that were given to the people, namely the mRNA, they save lives. And if you take the shot, you're protected. You don't have to worry about nothing. Isn't it interesting how many people have died around all these politicians that you and I all the well know never took that shot? But again, you know how I continuously highlight the fact that what they say look the other direction? Isaiah 5:20, they put light for darkness and darkness for light, truth for a lie, lie for a truth. You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, did you know that in the 1918s, and by the way, Donald Trump actually made reference to this, the 1918 Spanish flu, you know who died? It was only those that took the shots that died. Okay? It was those that took the shots that died. Notice how nobody else is having any issues with the shot, except those that took the shot. And the only ones that are actually succumbing to that judgment, because that's exactly what it is, and it's a curse is what it is, are those that took heed to the arm of the flesh, John 17:5. Not to those that trusted the Lord and took heed to his word and took heed to his warnings not to do it in the first place. No, it's absolutely amazing. Who's supposed to be leading, friends? Christ is, right? The church is supposed to be leading. What is the church doing? They're following their leader. Now, I want to play something here for you because this just came up, and I thought, you know what? I need to share this with people so they can remember. Do you guys remember when the professors in the pulpits across America were anticipating how they were going to vote for Donald Trump, yay or nay? And then all of a sudden, there was a video released of Donald Trump on a bus. Do you guys all remember this? And you heard the video, you heard the audio for just a short period of time. And then what they did is they pulled it because too many people were catching on to who Donald Trump really was. Now, I just want to give you a heads up and I want to give you a warning right now. I'm going to play this for you. It's audio video. If you want to watch it, you can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. And or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. And again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, make it a poignant concerning what it is that you're going to talk about, because I've got a lot of information. But I welcome your phone calls, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. But let's go back to this bus interview. I remember when I heard it, and this is back in, I think, in 2016. Yep, 2016. And I remember when I heard it, because I already knew through discernment that this guy's another planted individual that's extorted. And we all found that out now, 6, 7, 8 years later now. And I remember listening to this and I said to myself, I've never heard, even in the rock and roll scene, I've never even heard a person talk this vile in the rock and roll scene. Now, I've seen a lot. I've heard a lot. But I'll tell you what, you know who tops all of that? Donald Trump. His filthy, rotten mind and mouth. And it's amazing to me what he said, and yet there were still people in the church, they called themselves Christians, that were actually promoting this filthy scoundrel. It's about 2 minutes long, and I want you to listen to it, because it's Donald Trump on a bus talking on a hot mic. He didn't know it was being recorded. Listen to how comfortable he is. And the way he was talking and what it was that he was talking about, I want you to keep this in the back of your mind. I've been in the rock and roll scene for a long time, people. I was delivered from it in Jesus' name. And then I was sent back to it in a righteous sense. But I have never heard anybody talk this filthy in all my life. So beware. Much of it's beeped. Listen to this.
She's still very beautiful. I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed.
Trump's saying on the bus, I moved on her, and I failed. I admit it. I did try and blank her using the F word.
I did try and f*** her. She was married.
She was married, unidentified. That's huge there. He knew she was married. He didn't care. He said he wanted to F her.
No, Nancy. No, this was gorgeous. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact,
and then he said, I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out to go furniture shopping.
I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where there's some nice furniture.
So he said, I'll show you where there's some nice furniture. Keep in mind, Donald was also married as well.
I took out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch.
He goes, I moved on her like a bitch.
I couldn't get there, and she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony.
He goes, her big phony blank. He's talking about her female breasts, is what he's talking about.
Totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hottie.
Then he's talking about her hot ASS, is what he's saying here.
Purple.
Whoa. This is Donald Trump, yes. Folks. Whoa. In 2016.
Oh, my man. Wait, you got to look at me when you get out of
your life. Okay, so there's crosstalk going on right now. Now they're getting out of the bus. And then he said, look at you. Trump said, look at you. You're a P-U. And then he goes on with his expletive.
You got to get the thumbs up.
This is the guy that's in the Oval Office right now. This is the guy people try to justify. Okay. They're getting out of the bus.
Maybe it's a different one.
Better not be the bus. No, it's her. It's her.
Yeah, that's her. With the gold. I'm going to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing.
And he says, maybe I should get some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. Now listen to what Donald Trump says, too, in 2016.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful.
I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them.
It's like a magnet.
It's like a magnet, he said. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star...
I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything, said Donald Trump.
You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the...
Grab them by the female parts. Not the top, the bottom. This is Donald Trump, people. This was released to the public in 2016. Who stands... Here, I got a question for you. Who stands behind this man? Or who are you led to believe stands and supports this man more than the patriots, conservatives, and or Christians? All a lack thereof. Matthew 5:13. Just them. Do you see how there's no difference anymore, friends? Today's liberals... Or today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Oh, hang on. It keeps going on. Listen to this.
I can do any of that.
He said, I can do any of that to women. Yeah, those legs. All I can see is the legs, said Donald. Or Bush said this.
All I can see is the legs.
No, it looks good.
And he said, oh, it looks good.
Come on, shorty.
Oh, nice legs, huh?
Oof, get out of the way, honey.
That's good legs.
Good.
It's always good if you don't fall out of the bus. Like Ford, Gerald Ford, remember?
Yep, so you can literally see him getting off the bus, so they lined up the audio with the video.
Down below.
And all of his, he's got all of his little jesters around him, his little clowns that think everything he does and says is funny, and somehow it's permissible and acceptable. But you know as well as I do, he would never want this released in a million years, but it's been released again.
Pull the half.
Now he's getting out of the bus.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
Oh, and now he's going to start talking everybody's language, just like a politician does, just like a scoundrel does, so he can try to find acceptance with those that he needs support from.
Trump, how are
nice seeing you. Terrific.
Nice to meet you.
Terrific. You know Billy Bush?
How are you?
Nice to see you. How you doing, Ariane?
Billy Bush is George Bush's kid, just so you know. He's as criminal as they get as well. You might want to do a little back homework on the September 11th. He was the one that was overseeing security during the time that they were basically putting in what needed to be put in to implode those buildings and to detonate those buildings. He was the one that was responsible for all of that. And by the way, Americans, don't forget about the $2 trillion that went missing from the Pentagon one day before September 11th. And then look at the allegations of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. What day did that happen on? And yet a day before that, a book was written about it. Folks, you're being lied about everything. But this is stuff that he can't lie about. This is stuff that he's done. This is on tape. Okay, it's on audio here for you. And now he's looking at the girl that he was talking about just a couple minutes ago on the bus. Let's listen in just for about 30 seconds.
Doing very well, thank you. Are you ready to be a soap star?
We're ready, let's go. Make me a soap star.
Have a little hug for the Donnelly. Just get off the bus.
Like
okay, absolutely. Melania said this was okay.
Yep. Okay, so did you hear that? He's talking about his wife, Melania, after he just got done, folks, being recorded on audio and video, talking about the girl that's in front of him right now, where he's talking about basically doing anything that he wanted to do with her, grabbing her female genitalia, her breasts, the list goes on, says he can do whatever he wants to do because he's a star. And then right before he walks away from this lady, he mentions his wife, Melania. This is what's in the People's White House. Hey, folks, if he can't be faithful to the Lord, do you really think he's going to be faithful to you? And if he can't be faithful to his wife, do you really think he can be faithful to you? But some of you have conditioned yourself to believe that somehow or another. It is what it is. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-7625. 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who has not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to bring it to a closure concerning my points here. And I didn't plan on going down that road, but we had plans otherwise that we were not made aware of until we were led to go there. So we did. Romans 8:14. Do you guys remember when we discovered Homeland Security just a couple years after it was established, another unconstitutional agency? Do you remember when we found out that Homeland Security designated Americans as domestic terrorists? Did you know that the FBI's new political pre-crime data center is now targeting Americans who are opposed to MAGA? Folks, they don't need to tell you any more information than they're already telling you. They're showing you exactly who the problem is. They're the perpetrators. They're saying, just like George Bush after September 11th, right after it happened, either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. Isn't that interesting? They're corralling you. See, if tyranny or oppression ever comes into this country, it's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. If people would open their eyes and understand, it's their said representatives that are being sold to them as the good guys that are the ones that are actually attacking them. That's all they have to do is look at through the omission of justice. Where's the justice? That's all you have to do is ask the question, where is the justice? There's still no justice. Isn't that crazy? You know, it's also funny, at the same time, we have Netanyahu who said, we will hunt down anyone who mocks our country online. Who gave him that authority to hunt anybody down in America? By the way, again, his name is not Netanyahu, it's Mialikowski, and he's not Jewish. He's from Poland, and he's also an international war criminal. Just like Donald Trump has now been labeled one. That's why they're trying to zero in on guys like me and people like you, is because they want you to shut up before you get to the point where you actually share that information with others, where you begin to wake other people up. Well, folks, they can do all that they want to do, but they can't conceal the truth. They can lie. It's only temporary, because the Lord is not going to leave a lie uncovered. He's going to expose it. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Now, I want to highlight one more thing before I jump topics and I take this phone call. I want people to understand that just recently we had a young man, a 16-year-old kid, okay? And we're seeing more of this on a daily basis. But his name was, I'm sorry, he was 15 years old. His name was Miles Young. And what happened is two illegal aliens, young kids, illegals, right? They lured him to a meeting where Miles actually thought he was going to be meeting with a girl. And in the process, the illegals that were released on an ICE detainer, that what they did is they accomplished, and his accomplice lured him, the two of them is what I'm saying, into an ambush, chased him down, and executed the little 15-year-old man as he begged for his life, saying, I just don't want to die. I just don't want to die. Now, I also want you to remember that this isn't the backs of the politicians. Remember how I just said there's no justice? How come there's no justice, people? That's a reflection of you now. It's not a reflection of your politicians. You already know they're corrupt. That's what got you in the position that you're in the first place. It's not up to them. It's up to you now. It's not on them. If you complain about anything, don't blame them, because you, again, already know that they're corrupt. Proverbs 21 verse 7 tells you and me this, and you need to listen to it, every single one of you, and pay attention to who the Lord calls wicked. The violence of the wicked will destroy them. Why? Because they refuse to do justice. Who are those that are wicked? Well, the Lord just told you. Those that know to do the right thing, but don't do anything about it. Proverbs 21, verse 7. The violence of the wicked will destroy them. I can go over to Jonah 2:6. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. Again, common sense comes into play. Do you realize that it's the governors and the mayors throughout the United States of America that allured those little murderers in to kill that little 15-year-old kid? And according to state statute and federal law, those politicians are to be held accountable for the life of that young man that was murdered by those two illegal aliens. And again, we're seeing more of this and more of this and more of this on a daily basis. Do you guys remember when I was trying to warn you before this started to happen? And nobody wanted to listen? Yeah? Well, guess what? We're here now, aren't we? Can you imagine? I'm just asking the question. Can you imagine being daddy and mommy to this little 15-year-old man living in his own country, being allured, lied to by two illegals, teenagers that murdered him while he was begging for his life? Can you imagine what it's like being the parents? This is the wonder to me. How this is going on. For the people that are responsible for this, your time is coming. You can rest assured. Your time is coming, and it's going to happen on this earth. It's not going to be just when you die and stand before the judgment. Nope, the Lord is saying, push that judgment day up and obey me. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Sooner or later, it's going to crack, friends. Sooner or later, the levee's going to break, and it's going to be all over those that are controlling you through their deception and their lies, through corrupt politicians and the mainstream lying media. Lying media. How many more innocent people need to die before the American people wake up to the fact that if they don't bring justice, this is what's coming? Violence is going to destroy you. is what the Bible says. And it's exactly what's coming right now. What are we dealing with is, again, as I was talking about down at the state capitol in Minnesota right now, they're using Muslims to try to disarm the people. Look what's happening in Virginia right now. Does anybody pay attention to the fact that it all starts from the federal government, and before we know it, we see sweeping individuals throughout the United States of America in their individual states, hooking on their ladder to what the feds are trying to do against the people of their states, just like what's going on in New York, just like what's going on in California. Folks, those that you tolerate are the ones that are trying to disarm you right now. Those that you tolerate, Americans, are the ones that are trying to remove the conscientious objection so they can force vaccinate you. And you all the well know what's inside of those shots. So you can keep acting. Just go ahead, keep pretending that it's not happening. But what you're doing is you are inviting these individuals to come to your front door. Amos 6:3, and it's exactly what Scripture said. So let me go on to the next point that I want to highlight here. The young people have no choice but to call it out for what it is. Well, we're hearing about this rocket that is now going to the moon. And they're distracting the American people with the rocket that's going to the moon. Right? Remember how I brought this up? What was it, yesterday, the day before? Oh, I know, I get all you smart people out there that don't believe the media, that parrot everything that the media's lied to you about. I get who you are. I really do. But to suggest that we've never been to the moon before, absolutely. You are insane to think otherwise. Now, the reason I bring this up is because just recently a young man had caught this guy that was to be one of the astronauts that's going to the moon, and he kind of blurts the truth out in his confusion by telling the people what it is he didn't mean to tell them. What are you talking about? Listen to this.
This is the first time we're going to send humans to the moon, and we're going to have humans in low Earth orbit.
Wait a minute. Did he just say this is the first time we're going to send humans to the moon? It's exactly what he said. Do you think he meant to say that? Absolutely not. But as they say, give people enough rope and they'll hang themselves. Now listen to what the young man says.
That's awesome.
I mean, did you hear him the first time? He didn't say the first time in 50 years. He's admitting that everything we were taught in school was a simulation. If you haven't seen my recent, go check my profile. But Buzz told us years ago it was all animation. And now NASA is finally slipping up on the record. As the 14-day countdown ticks down, are you ready to face the truth about the world you live in? Drop an A.
Now, folks, just think about this. So here again, we have the young people beginning to talk about what needs to be talked about. I want you to understand that we've already been told by the said astronauts that it never happened. We've been told by those that produced it in Hollywood stages that it never happened, Stanley Kubrick, that it never happened. But the media told us something different, because therefore, if they said it, then those other guys that were, well, the pilots or the astronauts and those that produced the stage landing in a Hollywood capsule, somehow or another, a studio, somehow or another, they're lying to us. No, folks. Insane. I'm going to play a piece by Eric Matassis, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, because Buzz Aldrin will tell you the truth of the matter, friends.
Years ago, I posted about the deep state scam they're trying to pull on April 1st, going to the moon again.
That happened April 1st.
There's still people that believe that we actually went, and so I had some comments because I'm sitting in my car. I must not know what I'm talking about. And I was also sitting in my car calling out this deep state scam that ended up killing millions and millions of people. And I wasn't even a doctor. Also sitting in my car, looking up into the sky, seeing they're spraying all of humanity with God knows what. And I'm not even a pilot. But you see this picture right here? So this is Buzz and Neil back in the 60s.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com.
And what I've appreciated about Buzz later in his life, going around telling the truth about what actually
Listen carefully.
Happened.
Why has nobody been to the moon in such a long time?
A little girl asks Buzz Aldrin, why has nobody been to the moon in such a long time? Listen to what Buzz says.
That's not an 8-year-old's question.
That's not an 8-year-old's question.
That's my question. I want to know, but I think I know. Because we didn't.
go there. And
Buzz Aldrin says, because we didn't go there. This isn't AI. This video's been out there for years, friends. Buzz Aldrin said, because we didn't go there. So isn't it funny how people say, oh, no, we've been there. We've been there. We've been there. Buzz told you he wasn't there. What are you talking about? Isn't that crazy? We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
You know, I'm kind of looking up this information right now during the break concerning Stanley Kubrick. And you know who's trying to defend the fact that Stanley Kubrick came out and it was impossible to stage? The mainstream media. Hey, folks, you know how the mainstream media did me a huge favor? Oh, I mean, they just took me head and shoulders above the rest of them when they started to lie about me. And once I started to see that they were driving a narrative that was completely 100% diametrically opposed to the truth and never asking me a word and then writing it on paper, I knew that everything they were saying was being perpetrated against the truth, Luke 12:2, which will only last for as long as the people put up with it. But as I'm looking at this, I just punched in, Stanley Kubrick never went to the moon. The first thing it says, okay, that Stanley Kubrick helped NSA fake the 1969 moon landing. It's a widely circulated but debunked conspiracy theory. Well, that's interesting because it was actually Stanley is the one that told us that he's the one that faked it. And then when I look at the mainstream media outlets, they're all trying to defend it. You want to know why? Because they're all on the same team. They all have on the same jersey. If they can convince you that we have been to the moon, they can justify stealing trillions of dollars and using that money, reallocating it, and using it against the people that are actually giving them the money. And that's exactly what it's all about, friends. You've empowered these people who have tried to put themselves over the top of you by trying to show the rest of us how powerful they are, when in fact, it never happened. Once you figure out that it never happened, you're not going to be afraid. You're going to be encouraged. You're going to be emboldened to stand against these devils, because that's exactly what they are. Now, let me go back to this little girl asking the question with Buzz Aldrin about why is it that we haven't been to the moon in the last 50 years? Listen to what Buzz, I guess he's lying too. Listen to what Buzz says.
An 8-year-old's question. That's my question. I want to know, but I think I know. Because we didn't go there.
We didn't go there.
And that's the way it happened. And if it didn't happen, it's nice to know why it didn't happen. Because there's no gravity. And I'm a diver, a scuba diver, and when you get down underneath the water, you're floating.
Zoe, what do you say?
Thank you.
You are very...
What was the scariest moment of the journey?
Now, it looks like a college hearing where college kids are asking the same questions to Buzz. Listen carefully.
Scariest.
Scariest thing that happened on the way to the moon.
It didn't happen.
He said it didn't happen.
It could have been scary. Circuit breaker.
Let's talk about this, because this is fascinating. I remember very clearly,
now,
I think anybody who was alive at the time does. I remember my parents waking me up, and we went down and we watched.
So now what we're seeing is Conehead O'Brien here trying to solidify that it did happen, but listen carefully as to what Buzz said back to him.
You guys land on the moon.
No,
which
you didn't.
Was,
no, you didn't.
What?
He's saying, no, you didn't. No, he didn't.
Because... there wasn't any television. There wasn't anybody taking a picture. You watched animation.
You watched animation. I'm not saying this, friends. Buzz Aldrin's saying it.
So you associated what you saw with...
I have very hazy memories.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what we saw was we all were gathered around
you
the old curved-top radio
me
and listened.
Talking about, how many feet we were going to the left and right, and then I said, contact light, engine stop.
It's exciting.
A few other things, and then Neil said, Houston... Tranquility Base. The Eagle has landed.
I even came out to my vehicle to finish this video.
Wow, people. Wow. Man, people, you know what the thing is people are just too simple today. But the young people aren't buying it. They're not buying it at all. They understand what it's about. It's about them wielding power over their lives. Because if they can convince you that they went to the moon, then they're all powerful. Really, it's a mockery of the things of the Lord. Well, guess what? There's limits with the Lord. Just ask those that were trying to build the Tower of Babel. Okay? There's limits with man, people. There's limits. Listen to this one.
Talk to us. Neil, do you mean the first man to walk on the moon?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, what a fish story.
Yeah.
Man, and they're buying it.
Oh. Yeah. Mr. Armstrong, Bart Sibrel.
Okay, so this is Bart Sibrel. He's actually a friend of ours. And what he did is he went and confronted all of those that said that they went to the moon. He brought a Bible, and he told them to swear that they've been to the moon, and he would give them $5,000 to give it to a charity of their choice. I want you to listen to what Bart says to these guys. This is Neil Armstrong, who has lived his whole life under condemnation concerning the lie that the government perpetrated, and he helped them do it all the way to the very end. Isn't that interesting? The Bible says in Proverbs 19:9, a faithful witness shall not go unpunished. A false witness shall not go unpunished. Forgive me. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. All the way to hell, he lied. He deserves the hell that he got, friends. Listen to this.
Digital. Wanted to give you the opportunity to swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon. Will you put your left hand on the Bible and swear to God that you walked on the moon?
gentlemen.
Mr. Sarbro?
Yes? If you really walked on the moon, why would you not do that? So why don't you just put the end to the record in the argument and put your hand on the Bible, swear to God you walked on the moon?
Mr. Sarbro, yeah. Knowing you, that's probably a fake Bible.
Really? Gentlemen. Well, no, it's a real Bible.
You have the opportunity.
You can see that when Bart approaches these guys, they get very jittery. You can see their demeanors completely change, people.
You have $5,000.
The meeting is not open.
Well, you have $5,000 cash. You can give it to charity if you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon. So why don't you put your hand on the Bible and swear to God that you walked on the moon?
Mr. Seibel, you do not deserve answers.
You can tell they're shaking, people. Here's Buzz Aldrin.
Let's talk about this, because this is fascinating.
The same one I just played a moment ago.
Anybody who was alive at the time does. I remember my parents waking me up, and we went down and we watched you guys land on the moon.
No,
which
you didn't.
Was,
no, you didn't.
What?
Because there wasn't any television. There wasn't anybody taking a picture. You watched animation. See, you associated what you saw with...
I have very hazy memories.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
And here's the little 8-year-old girl asking the question again. And then Buzz tells her it never happened.
That's not... An eight-year-old's
So,
question.
Anyways, folks, I think you're getting the gist of it here. The media is trying to cover. They've been long in the pocket of those that they work for, and they're willing to lie to the very end, and they're going to find out the hard way. I just wonder. It's like Luke 16. I wonder if all of those men thought that they were going to pull one over on the living God, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of all mankind, the fish, the sea, the hills, the cattle, the gold, the silver, everything. That actually had within themselves, they so thought they were deceiving everyone else when in fact, friends, they were deceiving themselves, only to stand before them when they took their last breath and now to answer for everything that they did and everything that they didn't do and to relay a lie to mankind for as long as they did. The condemnation that they held during this life was all self. Folks, they brought it upon themselves. They self-procured that condemnation unto themselves, even to the point where now they're in hell, wishing they had an opportunity, just like the rich man in Luke 16, begging for another opportunity to get out of there, to put a little water on his parched tongue, to have somebody go warn his five brothers, but he didn't have time. And what did Jesus say? They have Moses and the prophets. And then he said, if they won't listen to them, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And you better listen to that order, friends, because it was the Lord that gave the parable in Luke 16. Don't learn after the fact, friends. That's why we have this opportunity right now. These are our proving grounds, and let's make the most of it. And again, friends, what we want to do is we want to make sure we can keep shining that light as bright as possible. And the only one that's going to shine that light is those is basically those men and women on this earth that are yielded over to the Christ, who is the light of man. Wanted to let you know really quick, we just got some Florida dates for June. So April and May are open yet, and we're in talks with those. But if someone calls in and says, hey, listen, we'd like to have you do this, it's first come, first serve. We're talking to Ohio right now. We're also talking to Michigan again. We would like to start going out more west, if possible. Colorado area, Nebraska area, going that direction. We had someone call in not too long ago about getting together doing an event out in Las Vegas. Now's the time to do that. If you'd like to do that, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we love you by what we do. We really do. I was actually having fun with this stuff today because it's stuff that's so obviously, so blatantly obvious when it comes to the fact that there's nothing to prop up their lies any longer. And it's the young that get it. See ya.